Blog Talk Radio.
The girl. Yeah. Hey, everyone. I hope you are having a great day today. Today is November the 11th. And happy Veterans Day. You know, I'm your girl, Royal Fresh Keisha. And, of course, my co-host is here.
Yes, I am. I'm here early. Right in early.
Yes, you are. That is great, sir. I am super happy that you are here early.
Yep, right in early. But
yes, 2 more weeks. I'm definitely looking forward to it, always. Yeah.
Yep, 2 more weeks. Can't wait.
Yep. You have any announcements?
Well, hold on, Oscar. I know a couple of showcases is coming up that I'll probably be attending on November 27th. It's a Kick Track Party released by JR Back in the Booth. You also got, what else? You have the Ballroom Bullies. They going to showcase also in Baltimore at AO Boutique. And that's about it. Anybody interested in being performing next year? January 21st, I have slots available for that showcase. It's a birthday bash. And also got slots for CIAA coming up in February in Baltimore, Maryland. So any artists that are interested in doing that, they can reach me at Mr. Rentella on IG or LaVar Hayes on Facebook.
Oh, all right, sir. Well, definitely thank you for that. Well, let's get into the first track of the day. We definitely have a great show coming up for you guys. We have an interview with Andre, director who hails all the way from Florida. So I'm super excited about that. But our first track of the day, this is T2 by Michael.
One, two, three, don't play with me. 4, 5, 6, stay out my mix. 7, 8, 9, can't stop my shine. Now who tryna get it bad, cause it's about that time. Just shoot it, baby, throw it, baby, shoot it, baby, throw it, baby, shoot it, baby, throw it. Let's throw it, baby, shoot it. Shoot it, baby, throw it, baby, shoot it, baby, throw it, baby, shoot it, baby, throw it. Money, 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 let's throw it, baby, shoot it.
Shoot it up, she turns up to the max. I'ma tip her good if she keep throwing it back.
She put her hand in her mouth, she drop it low to the floor. I'm trying to see what you buy. Now pick it back all up, she bag it like a dump truck. I love the way how she do it, make me just pat that thing up. She drop low to the floor, drop it down, down, down. I ain't playing the way she do it, she surround the round sign. Hit the dance floor, then she start moving in her groove. So I got behind her neck while I'm working in my shoes. She bad, jazzy, sassy, she classy. Hit her from the backside, look at her, we got nasty. Nasty walk, she got the nasty talk, like LaFred say. Off the chain, boy, she give me dome, that's that head flip. Big head the dome, Dr. Stone, stop, he up next. You think we trippin', boy, up on the track, we ready that. Looking for a yellow bone, pilot with a yellow thong. Talking on the yellow phone, dollar sign, let's get it on.
Shoot it up, she turns up to the max. I'ma tip her good if she keep throwing it back. Shoot it up, she turns up to the max. I'ma tip it good, why she keep dropping that bang? Oh, it, bang, I throw it, bang, I throw it, can't, I throw it.
I'm gonna throw it. If you got an attitude and you don't need to show it. Girl, you know I'm loud and I'm on that fucking potion. And she on the pill, no wheel, but she be rolling. Damn, the way that she moving, man, she a star. Totally the took me to the court. Got it to the crib and I popped it like a ball. Left it on the face and I ain't talking about a score. I see bad bitches all in the club everywhere. Throwing ass at me, sit on me just like a lunch. Black girls with booty, white bitches with blonde hair. Spanish girls grooving, these bitches here and these hoes there. I know she finna work out. Standing in the club, give a fuck, I blow that perp out. Now she in my crib, I put the hurt down. Yeah, I'm about to work now. I get my head off and put my shirt down.
Tune it up, she turns up to the max. I'ma tip her good if she keep throwing it back. Tune it up, she turns up to the max. I'ma tip her good while she keep dropping that bag.
She go to work in it. Like Serena, girl, I like the way you serving it. Big head, the dome, doctor, I'm the wave, like where they surfing at. My section VIP, we blowing bourbon at. She thinks she Cardi B, what was your Birkin at? We all got our own bottle, where we hurting at? Big dogs in Louisiana, I purchase that. I bust it open and I bet not smell nothing. I'ma beat it up and you bet not tell nothing. Bitch, she keep tossing up her lips like she headhunting. I'm in the building on drip like some water running. Put a one in my pocket, it's a lot of honey. I see you lip mama in Prada, got a lot of onion.
I see you,
but I rip your partner if lip mama stunning.
Tune it up, she turned up to the max. I'ma tip her good if she keep throwing it back. Tune it up, she turned up to the max. I'ma tip her good while she keep dropping that bag. Throw it back, now throw it back, now throw it.
Alrighty, and we are back. I like that joint. Yeah, it was T2 by Michael. I don't know who the other features were, but I definitely like that joint. Got a good energy on it. Alright, let's get to, this is track 2, Wasn't Born Last Night by Kirby Payne.
Morning and you're just getting in. Purse sweating out, lipstick smell around your mouth. Smelling like another man's cologne. I know you've been getting it on. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm a fool? Yeah. Pack your bag and be long gone. This house is no longer your home. I might have been born that night, but I sure wasn't born last night. I've been around the block before, I ain't going there no more. I might have been born that night, but I sure wasn't born last night. I've been around the block before, I ain't going there no more. For the past month, you've been coming home late from work, but I don't see no overtime pay on your paycheck stub. You think I'm crying? You think I'm a fool? You just broke Kirby's smooth golden rule. Yeah,
been morning and night, but I sure wasn't born last night. I've been around the block before, I ain't going there no more. I might have been born that night, but I sure wasn't born last night. I've been around the block before, I ain't going there no more. All I wanted was love in return, but every time I turn around, I find myself getting burned. Take your weak alibis, and this is what I want you to do. Wipe those fake tears right from your eyes. I might have been born that night, but I sure wasn't born last night. I've been around the block before, I ain't going there no more. I might have been born that night,
call KJ. All right, and we back. I like that joint.
Yes, it was. It was good.
Yes, yeah, so I see we got some callers. Let's go to the first one.
Yo, yo, what's up, Keisha? SX Sean Felder, NYC. How are y'all doing today on your radio show, Royal Crush?
Hey, Sean. We are doing good. And yourself?
Great. I just want to say, everybody, if I don't hear from y'all, y'all be safe out here as we near Thanksgiving in 2 weeks. I was just finished working the marathon seasonal security. It was crazy. I met a reporter from Africa, Kenya, and he did a story on me on my SX energy drink. So check it out. And the guy's a cool guy. I'm going to give you the name of him right now as we speak. He gave me his business card when I was out there doing security detail. And he is from Nation Media Group. And his name is Elas Makuria. He's the editor of Sports of Media of Africa. Okay? And he was doing a story on the New York City Marathon. He came by my site, gave him a sample of the drink. He's going to try to put the drinks in the Africa stores in Kenya, so shout out to him, sports reporter Elias McCurry.
All right, that's a good look.
Yeah, that's international.
Yeah, you know that.
That's international. You know, y'all can't tell me nothing from Africa. Yes, ma'am.
Right, yes, ma'am. Get it. You know.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
That's
also
part of the. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Africa is a very continent country, so, yo, we got to support Africa. And to hopefully get SX Energy drinks out there, that'll be major for me, especially out there. So shout out to him and his Nation Media Group. Also, I just renewed the contract with the Mississippi Bus Line. So that'll be a new six-year contract till, like, I think I believe March of April of 2022. So shout out to the Mississippi bus company that's renewed the contract. They're going to advertise SX Energy Drink and the bus line. So look forward to that. And also, I will be doing an interview with Vero G Spotlight. I was on a show in the past. I'm on the front cover of her new magazine, Vero G Spotlight. I think the interview is a day before Thanksgiving, November 24th. Look out for that. Pictures posted on social media.
Okay, that's what it's up.
That's
one of the good things about the, you know, like New York City Marathon is that it does bring people from all over the world.
Oh yeah. And of course, you know, Kenya won again. The men's and women's Kenya won the race. So 26.2 miles is no joke. So as I watch it and break down, we see runners running around the park, Keisha. They get ready for next year. So next year's marathon was bigger than ever. And it was their 50th anniversary. Last year would have been 50, but due to COVID, we had to cancel. So we made sure we do it up for our 50 years of history in New York City Marathon. So shout out to all the 33,000 runners worldwide.
Yeah, that's definitely what's up.
Yeah, yeah. And before I get off, I want to give a shout out Clolo Nicole from Texas. She was on a show called Cheaters. Look for that. She did an episode with my man Paul from the Deja Vu rap group, New York, New York. She was in an episode. She was playing the girlfriend of a guy who got caught by his wife. She was one of the mistresses. Cholo Nicole from Fort Worth, Texas. Look out for her on social media at Six Mile of the Month. So she's a lovely woman. And look out also next month in December. We're going to get ready to do our Mile of the Year and at 6 Mile of the Month for December. And also to my PR DJ, Nikki, who's out of town. So we'll be deciding next month. We'll be the December Mile of the Month. And, of course, the Essex Mile of the Year for 2021. We've been doing that since 2013. My first winner that year was Porsche Winners from Georgia. It's been going nonstop ever since. So look out for that. And, like, again, you'll see me on November 24th on Vero G Spotlight talking about Essex Energy Drinks, my year's distributor, and me in the front cover of the magazine. So look out for that.
Okay, well, that's what's up.
That's what's
I'll
up.
Definitely be
yeah,
on
man,
the
make
lookout it for it, Sean. You know,
yeah.
And I know you'll end up, you know, begging me, making
sure. I make
sure
you get a copy, too, Keith. Don't worry. I make sure you get a copy, too. So y'all be safe, man. And I'll talk to y'all sometime hopefully next week. And I'll keep you posted, all right?
All right, well, you be safe out there and have a great weekend.
All right, y'all be safe. Easy.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Says your name, where you from?
470-436.
Four seven zero four three six. 919-791. 919-791. You want to get to another track?
Yeah, we can do that while we scan the callers. Yeah. Let's go to High Quality by Matt Boy 215.
Service, service, drop, lurk, or drop those bags. I ain't hurt.
Was I like that joint as well. That was actually one of our bonus tracks. It was Yakami by Charlie G featuring
Baltimore Bastard.
Baltimore Bastard, that's right. But I like that joint. But let's go to another caller before we get our special guest on.
757-347-919 919-791, you live.
Hello, y'all. This is Tupac from the Jackson. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we doing fine. And yourself?
I'm good. Y'all can check my video out at TUPXTINA Jackson on YouTube. Check me out at TUPXTINA Jackson on Spotify. And TUPXTINA, the number 2 letter, you on SoundCloud.
Yeah. All right. So what you got going on out there, sis?
Nothing. Working on some music. I was writing some songs last night. Got to record them. Other than that, I'm just chilling. I'm working on the music. What you got going on, sis?
Yeah, we got a special guest that'll be coming up a little later, but that's about it. You know.
Okay.
That's working and living life.
Okay. I appreciate y'all for letting me call in. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Yeah, well, you're real welcome, sis. You be safe.
My birthday next month, y'all.
All right. What day next month?
The 21st.
Okay. 21st.
Okay. Yep. So I'll be checking y'all out.
All right, now. You be safe all day.
All right.
All righty, let's get to the next caller.
734-375. What's your name? Where you from? Hello, what's your name? Where you from?
730-826,
Freestyle acapella, your boy K-I-double-D-O. Keep it real simple like this. Microphone checker from the neck up, it's the professor. I give you more, never lesser. I'm the best, cuz whatever I do, I give you the fluid. If you didn't know, then you couldn't be close to it. You numb to it. It's sort of like a drum to which you succumb to it. Matter of fact, it's orgasmic and you come to it. Is that too nasty for your ears to listen to? And the shining diamond that I gleam and it glisten through. And the pages that I write to the storybook rhyme. And I gave you every cement crack in every line. You can imagine the feel when I tell you that I chill. You can imagine my pain when I stole my grandmother's pills. Fuck that. How can I stop popping? How can I stop popping? This is not my option. Satan gave me a gift and then God gave it right back. And he told me the best thing that I could ever do is rap. So I preach like a beast. How could anybody ever say that I'm not from the east? The seesaw, you haters, you fat bacon eaters. You motherfuckers is paraplegic, not walking. Now you go inside of your coffin, you're not talking. I dare anybody to say I don't sound like I. Fuck or die, look in the mirror, get Medusified. Matter of fact, you a girl, you a douche to I. I don't see none of you dudes, I'm above your eye. Matter of fact, it's not above suicide. You could kill yourself right now, do me the favor. I'm so colorful on the block, a lifesaver. Cause I help the world, yeah, I'm a lifesaver. Your girl needs something, well, I'm the wife saver. My spacer, hit up an I date her. Matter of fact, then I throw her away, cause I hate her. I cake her, I make more money mountains. Now I'm too materialistic, the money's counting. But whatever, I can get the flow back. Cause I'm so good with it, so old rap. Something like Ice-T with the power and the money. If you really want it from me, then get it like bees to honey. But the simple is, yeah, fuck. All you fat bacon eater motherfuckers, fuck you. Simple critic, simple acapella. I do what I do. Don't ever say I sound like Wayne again. No disrespect to the South, no disrespect to Wayne. Don't ever say I sound like another nigga again. That's straight up disrespectful. You say something about that again. I'm like, I just don't like it. Like, come on, fucking bitch ass nigga.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I definitely. Hello.
He actually does have a little Wayne though.
He I definitely like that. Yes, very. But all right, let's go to a track right quick, and then we'll come back with our special guest. Let's go to High Quality by MacBoy 215.
I got that booty with that beam on me. So you can keep up if you want. You get smoked just like a blunt with you and your homie. Cause bitch, I'm a cash cow. I bought them racks out, I bought them racks out. I bought them racks out cause I'm a cash cow. I bought them racks out, I bought them racks out. You can keep up if you want. You get smoked just like a blunt. Jeans, Christian Dior. Shoes, I do the stuffy. I do that 40 with 30, don't try to test me. Shirt, I do Versace. I do the Louis, it be heavy when it come to the
this fashion, my shit is goofy. Lights, camera, action, dog, let's make a movie. They say, Mac, boy, you killing the game, I said truly. I walk different, I move in a boss fashion. Big four door sedans and G-Wagons. Gucci belt holding the clock, it keeps sagging. Thinking you gon' run up a hoop, that won't happen. I'm not rapping, combatin' street action. Breaking bodies down like math, no fraction. Took a double shot of the deuce, I was dragging. Pulled my dick out on your bitch, she was asking. Bitch, a sucker, pull it out of chamber when she's spazzing. Had to kick the bitch out the whip, cause she bragging. North Philly, born and raised at headquarters. Bow ball, running the streets, they cheer for us. Address me as a king, then pull out a chair for us. Give me flowers while I'm here, then pull out some bed for us. Back in the day, big white tees and Air Force. Beretta 9 stepped in my jeans, it was dead for us. Try to run, I'm hawking you down, commit for us. Thinking you gon' sneak on who? I Air Jordan. So you can creep up if you want. You can smoke just like a blunt. What you want, your homie? Why? Cause bitch, I'm a cash cow. I got that booty with that beam on me. So you can creep up if you want. You can smoke just like a blunt. What you want, your homie? Cause bitch, I'm a cash cow. I bought them racks out. Cause I'm a cash cow. I bought them racks out.
Alrighty, and we are back. I was definitely like that joint that was here, High Quality by MacBoy 215. So I see our special guest is in the queue. So let's bring him on without further ado. This is Andre.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I am awesome. I am great. I am wonderful.
How you doing out there?
I'm good, man. How about yourself? I'm awesome. I'm great, man. I am wonderful.
Okay, bro. So, what got you doing directing movies and stuff? What made you come up with the movie, the concept of your movie, what made you become a director?
Yeah, man, so like, you know, I was 22 years military, retired, man, so I got a lot of experience, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of stuff that I do. And one of my partners that, you know, he had came up to me and was like, hey, man, put me in one of your movies, because I was doing movies when I moved into Jacksonville. He asked me to put him in one. So I said, all right, cool. So I thought of a concept, you know what I'm saying, and some true stuff that I went through in my life and stuff he went through in his life. And I put it on paper about 3 days later. I finished it up, you know what I'm saying, told him about it, called my guy, told him, hey, man, I want to shoot a movie, man. I need you to produce it. And he came through. We shot it. Took a year. We started last year, January 2020. We just finished it. Not January, but June 2020. We just finished it around June, July 2021. And it's out now. I've won 3 film festival awards, and still pushing up. I got the biggest award. The biggest one is coming up December the 5th. So if I get that one, you know what I'm saying, I'd be good. I'm going to L.A. and, you know, to see how that works and promote it from there.
Okay, well, that is definitely.
Say it again.
Is it based all on a true story?
Yeah, a lot of the true story. The beginning with the basketball court, that's a true story. I didn't do the 20 years in prison, but a friend of mine did it. So, you know, that's kind of how his life went. And then, you know, the other stuff that's in there, the PTSD. The drunk brother with PTSD, that's kind of my story as well. So, yeah, a lot of it is true and a lot of it is just fiction.
Okay. Well, I first would like to thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. And it is definitely. How ironic is Veterans
Yes,
Day.
It is. Yep. Yes, it is. So this definitely was the perfect day for us to have you on, you know, to do this.
Yes, ma'am.
But coming, since, you know, you did touch on, like, the PTSD, I know for, like, how, like, our community, you know, as black folks, you know, is sometimes, you know, like, that stigma of, you know, like, not getting help when you need it. Like, since that is, you know, like part of your story. Is there something that you have experienced
with the PTSD?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've had PTSD since 2004, and I've been getting treatment for it since 2010 because, you know, a lot of us don't really know the definition of it and realize that we actually have it until someone on the outside looking in, or even a family member or someone that's been around you a lot, notice a change in your life or your actions or how you act. And a lot of time I masked all my issues with alcohol, and I didn't realize it because, you know, I was a soldier, and, you know, part of that is my job to, you know, go to combat and do what I did. And a lot of it was combat stress, so I thought it was just, you know, the adrenaline and the change from that. But once I got ready to start seeing the effect that it was having on my life, my wife, my family, when I was married, you know, it kind of ruined my marriage and stuff like that. So once they brought it to my attention, I was like, damn, bro, you might need to go see somebody, go talk to somebody. So I went and talked to a psychiatrist and, you know, start acting out a little bit more. And they, you know, diagnosed me with PTSD, and I went to a hospital for 6 months to get treatment. And I got the treatment that I needed. It kind of helped me come up with a lot of coping mechanisms to deal with the issues. So I just try to stay busy so I won't think about a lot of stuff. The medication don't work, but you have to find a coping mechanism to kind of deal with your issues, because the only person that can help you is you. You can talk to a doctor all day. They give you the tools that you need, but it takes you to apply those tools to your everyday, you know, life to help you cope with everything that's going on in your situation.
Yes, it definitely, you know, like, do. But I think, you know, like, is important for people, you know, who are comfortable with it, you know, to really, you know, like, kind of voice it, you know, to let other people who are struggling with it know that they're not alone. And, you know, it's okay to seek help, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, a lot of times, you know, people, you know, will say, I know when I witnessed the murder of my uncle when I was 11, and when, you know, like, my grand, because I would dream it every night. So, like, my grandmother, she, you know, like, took me to see someone, and I remember, like, a friend of hers, you know, just really telling her, you know, well, why would you do that? Like, because her comment was, you know, like, all people were slaves. So if we can handle, like, slavery, you know, like, why would we, you know, like, seek help? But I think that is just such, you know, just an extreme way of looking at things. You know, like, if a person needs help, you know, we should encourage each other, you know, to seek help and not do, you know, kind of what my grandmother's friend did. But luckily, you know, like, my grandmother was a very strong-willed woman, so she paid that no mind.
Right. Yeah, I would say, like, the crazy thing about that is, you know, you can just imagine all the ghosts that haunt our aunts, our, you know, our grandmothers and their mothers, because you know, if you look at the trauma of the things that they went through and what we know about slavery, the tortures, the rape, what they saw, you know, throughout their time growing up in this society, you know, versus what we saw and what they swept under the rug, because that's what they were taught, you know what I'm saying, to not bring it up, like, you know, in the 80s, the 70s, 60s, and so on, coming up to the 90s, you know, if it wasn't for social media, and for me, if it wasn't for the military, I wouldn't have really known what PTSD was, and probably would have never seeked help for it, and probably would have been in a worse situation than I am now. But since I found out about it and been around people that has, you know, witnessed it or are going through it, you know, and just sitting down talking to people and understanding, you know, a lot of women that I deal with or a lot of female friends that I have, a lot of them have been in abusive relationships where they've been sexually assaulted, you know, or even, you know, harassed and all that stuff that plays a role in their everyday life. Especially in their relationships, because, you know, if they haven't got treatment for that trauma, you know, it's going to continue to go on and on in their life within their next relationship. And then it's probably even trickled down to the kids and stuff like that. So I think, you know, just us just kind of researching, knowing that social media helped out a lot, but just us getting that help because, you know, our parents didn't want to send us to no doctor. That was an extra bill. And then, you know, those people ain't going to do nothing but sit up there and talk to you, you know, just the story that they tell you. So we sweep it under the rug and deal with the issues, because if you look at it, our parents and grandparents and stuff, they were strong as hell. The stuff they went through, nowadays, we can't take it. We won't be able to do it. We're too spoiled. They grew up in a hard era where they had to deal with it. But now we got help, and a lot of us still don't want to deal with it and get help for it, you know.
Yes, and that definitely is, you know, like, so true, you know, like what you're saying, that a lot of, you know, like the trauma and things, you know, that a person goes through, if they're not careful, it definitely can be the legacy that they leave their children. And, you know, that I will always encourage people to get help, because one thing, you know, you don't want to leave a legacy of hurt and trauma, you know, to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's just going to continue to go on and go on and go on, because it's some cities, like, I'm from Mississippi, so it's even some cities that hasn't even caught up to what's going on now, caught up to the politics of the world, caught up to the change of the world. They still stuck in that same, you know, lifestyle of living. So a lot of this stuff is still going on because the attention has not been brought to it, but they still stuck in the backwoods. And they go into town every now and again, but they still stuck in the backwoods experiencing that same trauma that, you know, that has been brought to forefront because, you know, it's open to the world now.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, a lot of places it hasn't been updated in no kind of way.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, like getting back to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since you know, it's definitely you know, kind of like loosely based on your life. Do you have like other scripts in the works, or
I do. Actually, I just left a couple other filmmakers and actors. We just did a writing session because we're going to work on another short film. I just completed I just completed my third film this weekend. It's called What's to Be Expected, and it's like one of my worst nightmares. So I just completed that one. It'll be coming out in January. I did another one back in May. It's a short film, and it's about, you know, it's called Willie and Earl. So it's about two young guys that end up going to a nightclub, and things transpired and some stuff happens. And they drink these special drinks, and when they go home and wake up the next morning, something happens to them, and they trying to figure out what's going on and stuff like that. So that one, I'm going to probably drop that one in December. It's a short as well. And I dropped that in December. And in that film, you know, a close friend of mine, Christopher Britton, we used to call him Chris Candid. He was actually in the first film as well, one of the main characters. He passed away May 30th, so, you know, we weren't able to complete a lot of that film due to his loss. So I dedicate, you know, that film and all the rest of the films to him, to his legacy, so everybody can see his personality shine through my movies.
Okay,
well, I definitely, you know, want to send my condolences for the loss of your friend and, you know, like fellow actor. That definitely, you know, can be traumatizing, you know, like losing someone and,
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it now, you know, as far as us talking about PTSD, it kind of opened up a lot of wounds, old wounds that I thought I healed from, you know what I'm saying? But then when you lose somebody real close to you, it's like, you know, all the, like I haven't, since he passed, you know, a lot of the stuff that I used to do to cope with what I was going through, they all, you know, changed. Everything changed because I did everything with him. You know what I'm saying? We helped mm-hmm. each other out. We was each other, you know what I'm saying, comfort zone. We was each other's, you know what I'm saying, just backbone, the lean up on. You know, if I needed to talk to somebody, you know, about some stuff, you know, he was always there. So now it's like, again, you know, I moved back to Jacksonville 4 years ago, so now who do I have to talk to now? You know, all my friends are, you know, in Texas or Atlanta or somewhere like that. But here, somebody that I can kick it with, go out, we just hang out and chill. You know, he's not here, so it's like I'm back at square one. You know, so it just, you know, it just take time. You know, like the song say, time to heal when you're hurting so much, couldn't think that I would, you know, that song right there. But it's all good. I stay busy. I continue to write scripts and push them out, continue to do movies. I'm in a couple stage plays that keep me busy. I'll be in one November the 20th called Until You Do Right by Me. I'm also in another one called Silent Screen that's on December the 18th where it's about something. And it's no dialogue in it. It's just action. And I play the role of a guy with PTSD. So I stay busy and I keep writing scripts and I'm shooting as many movies as possible to get my credits up and, you know, just trying to get it out there so the world can see it.
Okay, I think that is great. You know, it's very, you know, like promising. You know, what kind of gave you the inspiration, you know, like in the first place that this was something, you know, like that, another path that you wanted to pursue?
I've always been an entertainer. I sing.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah, I do a little singing. So I've always been in entertainment and I've done plays. My mother put me in plays when I was younger. And as I moved in life, I've been in like two or three plays. When I was with the military, I traveled with them for 2 years during the U.S. Army Soldier Show, which is a $3.4 million production, like a Broadway type show, And I was the opening act for the first and the second act. Did a little dancing and stuff like that. But, you know, that inspired me a lot. So when I got out, one of my longtime friends, he was like, hey, man, we need an extra guy to play this role in a movie. And I was like, all right, man, I'm cool. So I came out, shot the film, did a pretty good job. So I was like, man, let me try this thing out. So I was in another movie called Soul Hood Prime, and people liked the role that I played. They liked my character. They gave me a lot of good feedback. So I took my stab at writing one and, you know, producing it and directing it myself. And this was what goes around comes around. And I got great feedback from that. And I was like, wow, you know, I was pretty amazed. I'm still kind of like in disbelief. Like, you know, I did this, you know, this is my film that I'm getting recognized for and stuff like that. So that's a big notch under my belt. And I just want to leave a legacy to my kids because it's all about, you know, to me, it's all about generational wealth and generational growth and teaching our kids something different from what we were taught, because times are changing, and what's trending now, you know, ain't going to be trending 5 to 10 years from now. So I might as well get it in to, you know, make a future for my children so they won't have to go through all the hard stuff that we went through as children. So that's my motivation.
Okay, definitely so true. Yeah, well, that's good that it was already, like, in your wheelhouse. So how can people actually see the film?
The film is on Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. You can download that app and type in What Goes Around Comes Around. And I can also, there's a link, Vimeo. Let me look at the link real quick. But also, you can go to my page on Facebook, Andre Pico Train, spell A-N-D-R-E, space Pico, P-E-E-K-O, space Train, T-R-A-I-N. All the links are there. And you can also go to What Goes Around on Facebook, and the links are there also.
Okay. Well, yeah, I definitely want to put it on my page as well so people can easily find it.
So if you wasn't directing, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't directing?
Yeah, if you wasn't shooting music and sing.
If I wasn't directing or doing this acting stuff, I'd probably just, to be honest, I'd probably be still managing, trying to manage artists and, you know, singing and stuff. I always stay busy. I have a bucket list of things that I want to do and that I need to do. So I have a bucket list of accomplishments that I need to do before I pass away. So it's a lot of things that that I could be doing. But if I wasn't directing or nothing like that, I'd probably be in another country or another state trying to, you know, figure it out and get into some stuff that I need to get into. So.
Okay, that's what's up. I think that is, like, so like, important. I tell, you know, like, I don't have any biological kids, but I tell my nieces and nephews, you know, that you got to make a plan. I've always had I have my 5-year plan, my 20-year plan, and, you know, like, things will change and come, and you get, you know, like, different opportunities. But, you know, it's always best to have a plan in life to kind of, you know, I know where you want to go and where you see yourself, you know, like hitting some of those milestones. And I don't think sometimes kids don't think, you know, like that far ahead, but I think it's important, you know, to dream big.
Correct.
Never know where you can go.
Yeah.
Well, we...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was. You can go ahead and finish.
Oh yeah, I was just tapping in. In the military, we always had long term and short term goals. We were asked, so what are your short term goals from now until your enlistment date, and what are your long term goals if you don't reenlist, stay in the military, and you plan on getting out? Start planning for it now, because you never know, you know what I'm saying? If you notice, like, I mean, the world notices, you see how the world is, where the world is going now through the pandemic, how it changed a lot of people's lifestyle. So this don't open your eyes and tell you, hey, you need to, you know, figure out what you want to do in life, because you never promised tomorrow. And if you ain't, you know, tapping into what you need to tap into as of now, you might miss that mark. You know, so I tell my kids that all the time. I say, man, you ain't promised tomorrow. So live every day the best way you can. Live your life to the fullest. I don't care if you broke, you rich, or you in the middle. You know what I'm saying? You don't need money to have fun. I know we didn't have money when we were young. We had more fun than we having now. Money ain't fun sometimes, because you spend it. All you're doing is spending it.
Right.
We didn't spend money. We had some fun because we were making up stuff.
Right, that is. It's imagination, and that is what I told, like, these kids have it good in one way, you know, but in another way, they don't understand. Yeah, just being okay with yourself, not having a bunch of stuff, and still, you know, having fun, and just, I definitely agree with you on that. Yeah. But we definitely want to, thank Andre for coming on with us. This album goes by so fast when you are having a good time.
Most definitely.
It definitely does. But, you know, like, if you got any shout-outs, throw them out there, and also throw your links out there one more time for people.
Sounds good. Yes, my name is Andre Pico Train on Facebook. I spell A-N-D-R-E Pico, P-E-E-K-O Train, G-R-A-I-N, space between each word. On Instagram, I'm Slim Goody, 2410, S-L-I-M-G-O-O-D-Y, 2410. And you can find my film on What Goes Around Comes Around on Facebook. Three film festival awards, Vegas, Hollywood, and Austin International. So still working on other ones that's coming through once a month. I've entered into them, and I've won every one of them that I've put my film in. So it's doing good. I'm looking to push it forward. And a shout out to Carlos Castro Production, who edited and shot the film. Shout out to all my filmmakers in Duval County, Kakia Mar, Dennis Maldonado, Adolfo Powell, you know, give a shout out to all the filmmakers in Duval County. Y'all check us out. You know, if you think Duval ain't got nothing to offer, come on down and check us out. Yeah, we doing things, big things.
Well, that is definitely great, and I just wish you much more success, and I'm so looking forward to, I actually being able to sit down this weekend and watch the movie.
Yes, thank you.
I'm definitely, like, you are so welcome, and shout out to all of the callers and all of the listeners. We greatly appreciate all the support you guys have given to us over the years. If you want to get your music heard, or you model, like, whatever it is, if you want to, be a featured guest on the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook, or ENT Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG, or Royal Crush ENT on IG as well. But everyone, have a great week. Yes, and my co-host, Mr. Runtel, that on IG also. But have a great weekend, everyone. Let's be kind to one another, and let's be safe. Please, please, please be safe. And if no one has told you today that they love you, believe me, I love you, because I truly do. You can go to greatness. I know we only get about a few seconds of it, Black Tape, but you can put greatness on to take us out.
All right. And lastly, shout out to the cast.
Definitely. Can't forget the cast. He might not even get on.
So, I think we're off air.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
You are so welcome. It is not. Well, that is not what happened. It's like we stuck.
Oh, three promo time.
Right.
Right on.
But I already know people could probably still hear us.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, the announcement didn't come on yet.
Yeah.
I think all
know, that's why I said I don't know if they could still hear us.
Well, it's too late now. You never know.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, have a great weekend, everyone. Be safe.
Yep, I'm still
peace,
here,
homie.
Though. Peace, I'm still here.
Well, I was telling you, peace. It's 5:01.
I'm still here.